Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Lattes, Ladyfingers, and Lies, a Cape Bay Cafe Mystery by Harper Lynn. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. I hummed as I stacked boxes in the back room of the cafe. I couldn't have been in a better mood. I was due to fly to Italy with my boyfriend Matt in 7 short days, and I was so excited I could barely contain myself. I picked a pack of napkins out of the shipping box, pirouetted to the shelves behind me, and made my best attempt to set the box on the shelf with the grace of a ballet dancer. It had been more years than I cared to think about since I'd last taken ballet, though, so I was pretty sure it looked more awkward than graceful. I spun again and plucked another box from the shipping container. La-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum, la-da-dum, I sang. Da-da-dum-dum. That's amore? Sammy asked from the doorway. I jumped into the air, and not a graceful ballerina jump either. My hand flew to my chest as I turned to look at her. I could tell from the burning sensation that my cheeks flamed. What? I was so startled I couldn't remember what she'd said, only that she'd caught me smack in the middle of my Dean Martin Gene Kelly song and dance routine. Sammy pressed her lips together and blinked hard, but she couldn't hide the twitching in her cheeks as she tried to keep from laughing. You were singing, that's amore, she said as evenly as she could. Was I? Mm-hmm. Her blue eyes twinkled. I shrugged, trying to play it cool. My grandmother used to play it a lot. It gets stuck in my head sometimes. I'm sure, she laughed. It couldn't possibly have anything to do with a certain trip to a certain foreign country with a certain man. If it was possible, my...